Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, Huntay. Today, we are going to be taking a look at the second half of November and seeing what's coming in energetic-wise for the second half of the month. We're going to hit a quick transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. We're going to be taking a look at the second half of November and seeing what's coming in energetic-wise. So we last left off on the 15th, so we're going to do the 16th through the 30th. Now, on the 16th of November, we're going to have the moon entering Capricorn. So if there's anything that you're planning, looking to do, whether it's an adventure, a goal, or whatever the case may be, you may want to look and see how you could start placing those stepping stones. And we're also going to have a waxing crescent moon in Sagittarius and the sign of Capricorn. Now, going to the 17th, we're going to have Mars in Scorpio, trine Neptune in Pisces. So there may be things coming up with spiritual ventures, and you may be doing an inward look and becoming more tapped in with your intuition and spiritual side. Now, we're also going to have the moon in Scorpio, trine Neptune in Pisces. So again, intuition is going to be very amped up. And it's really bridging a gap in between to where you're able to make a connection and really amp up that energy to really focus in on your intuition and what it's telling you. Now, we'll experience a waxing crescent moon in Capricorn as well on that evening. Now, on the 18th, we're going to have the sun in Scorpio conjunct in Mars in Scorpio. So there's going to be a lot of energy to really help cultivate what you're trying to pursue, whether it's an adventure, whether it's something you're creating, or whatever the case may be. But it will be there to help you and aid you into making those things into whatever it is that you're trying to create. Now, we're also going to be experiencing a moon in Aquarius, so there's going to be a lot of different changes taking place. There's going to be information coming in, advice being given, and it's really going to put you up for the plans or whatever stepping stones that you're trying to place down to venture off onto this journey where it is that you're leading up to. Now, on the 19th, we're going to have the moon in Aquarius square Uranus and Taurus. So this is all about change, but patience is key because change can be a little uncomfortable and a little, you know, frustrating in a way. So make sure you're giving yourself lots of love and patience during this time. Now, we're also going to be having a waxing crescent moon in the sign of Aquarius. Now, on the 20th, we're going to have a moon event, which is going to be the first quarter moon in Aquarius. So, big things coming around, changes over the next week to really help you go back, look through some things, make adjustments to really put you on the track to get you to where you're going, closer to your goals or your adventures or your ambitions, with tons of success, right? Really setting you up to aim at what you're looking to do. Now, we're also going to have the moon entering Pisces on that day, along with the sun in Scorpio, sextile Pluto in Capricorn. So there's going to be a lot of rest that's going to be needed to get you to go with forward movement. You really have to take this time to sit down, recharge thine ass. And with Sun in Scorpio, Pluto in Capricorn, there's going to be a lot of different things that are going to help learn and give you solutions that will be bringing different changes and transformations to set you on a new path with a new cycle. Now, moving to the 21st, we're going to have Mars in Scorpio, sextile Pluto in Capricorn. So there's going to be an energy where it's going to want you to really push forward with what you're looking to do, and it's really going to be bringing in this strong energy. So if there's something that you're looking to do, plans, adventures, again, this is all coming in with creating a new path. This is the time to really put that focus into, you know, play and see where you go with it. Now, we'll also have a waxing gibulous moon in the sign of Pisces that evening as well. Now, moving to the 22nd, we're going to have the sun entering Sagittarius, so that'll be marking the season of the Sag. So it's really going to be open for different things with optimism and trying and doing new things, trying out new styles, new foods. Really, it's up to whatever it is you want to do. A new adventure, a new vacation, a new style, changing up the home, whatever you want to do. All about trying out different things. So it's a very beautiful energy. And if you need some tips or ritual recommendations, there's a previous episode for the sun entering Sagittarius. Now, on that day, we're also going to have the moon entering Aries. So there's going to be a lot of different energy open for, you know, new beginnings and things to take place. Now, that evening, we will have a waxing gibulous moon in the signs of Pisces and Aries. Now, going to the 23rd, we're going to have the sun in Sagittarius square Saturn in Pisces. So this is all about getting grounded, focus, recharge, rest, to really help move you forward in forward movement when it comes to pursuing any of your goals or ambitions. Now, we're also going to be having a waxing gibulous moon in Aries as well on that night as well. Now, on the 24th, we're going to have Mars entering Sagittarius, which is going to be a favorable major transit. And the energy is very expansive, especially when we have Mars dancing with Sagittarius. So different opportunities are coming up for knowledge, growth, and exploration. Now, on that same day, we're going to have the moon entering Taurus and a waxing gibulous moon in Aries and Taurus. So stability is key here. So anything you need to remove that's kind of blocking your path, this is the time to do that and work on what those things may be and how to adjust them to keep pressing forward. Now, on the 25th, we're going to have Mars in Sagittarius square Saturn in Pisces. So you may find it a little bit of an energy where it's a little frustrating. You feel like nothing's moving. It's going slower than who knows what, right? But key words here are going to be patience. Have compassion for yourself. Be easy. And, you know, nature's never late, but she's always on time. So be kind to yourself on this day with this process. Now, on the 26th, we're going to have the moon entering Gemini. So there's going to be key themes around communication. So, you know, there may be some things that you want to share, or maybe some connections you would like to make, really depending on where you would like to place that energy. But communication is very open here and very very expressive. Now, on that night, we're also going to have a waxing gibulous moon in the signs of Taurus and Gemini. Now, on the 27th, we're going to have a moon event, which is going to be a full moon in Gemini. And this is one of those times where you want to kind of go back, revise some things, look at some things, some plans, some ideas, maybe even merge them, if you will. But it's all about what you want to do and how you're going to set it up. And, you know, do a little spiritual yard sale in the meantime. So when we get closer to this date, I'll provide a guide with some tips and rituals as well. Now, we're also going to be experiencing Mercury in Sagittarius square Neptune in Pisces. So you may feel like a trap type of energy and you feel like you don't really got it to keep going. But make sure you're grounded, get into your creativity, use your imagination, and keep motherfucking pressing on. Now, on the 28th, we're going to have the moon in Gemini opposite Mercury in Sag. So this is basically like balancing out things and really taking in information from other connections, other sources, and really putting your effort in and making your position known. Even if it doesn't go anywhere, you're kind of standing in your grounded shoes and really standing for what it is that you are for, what you're about, and what you're looking to gain. Now, on the 29th, we're going to have the moon entering Cancer. So there's a lot of different emotional energies coming up with stability, security, and how can I make this foundation more stable. So you might want to look at the foundation on this day, see if it's sturdy. If the wind blows and it knocks the fuck over, we need to go back to the drawing board, all right? Nothing wrong with that. We just got to use a more stronger foundation, something a little sturdier. Now, on the 30th, which brings us to our last transit of this evening, is the moon in Cancer, sextile Uranus in Taurus. So again, there's going to be a lot of different changes taking place on this second half of this month. And with this energy here, you really have the open, expansive energy to embrace change and transformation and really bringing in that keep pushing on energy to really burst you out of the box. All right. So that's what I have for you regarding your second half of November's astrological planetary alignments. And it's all looking like it's very expansive, very creative, and all about revising, adjusting, taking a little peek at what we already have and see if we could add on or if we go back to the drawing board. So on that note, I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons.